Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English program with me, Steve. We are broadcasting live, yes, live, if you can believe it, from La Mancha, Castilla-La Mancha, of course, with all the wonderful, fabulous windmills and mountains and things. We are literally in the middle of nowhere, and it's absolutely fantastic. And we have some interesting news. It's April the 8th, which means almost seems like Easter was a long time ago. It's just in the past now. Quite strange. But anyway, we have some news here from the Diocese of Liverpool. And we want to say thank you. We did write to the diocese asking for permission to use the press news releases and things. And they've given us permission. So we do appreciate that. And we have an article here on the changing the shape of the church. Now, a growing army of mission-shaped people is changing the shape of church in the Diocese of Liverpool. So said Canon Phil Potter. Now, this was published before Easter, but it's still very relevant. Phil Potter is the director of Pioneer Ministry. You can tell it's quite early in the morning. I'm having problems reading this. Addressing the Bishops' Conference, this was on the 20th of March, and said, "We are not in the business anymore of doing church-shaped mission in church-shaped buildings. We want to be doing it in buildings that are shaped for mission." He went on to say, there are three main categories of people involved in this burgeoning movement: ordained and lay pioneers, champions, including mission-shaped area deans who keep the agenda alive and support those who are doing it on the ground, and permission givers. We have also long been blessed by a bishop and the secretary of the diocese who have given their blessing to anything that is mission-shaped. I've sort of read that, paraphrased that little bit, but that's the basic essence of what he said. More than 350 delegates attended Let the Rivers Flow at the BT Convention Centre. Phil Potter highlighted the role of the flagship School of Leadership, the MSI course, evolving MSM training, and the increasing focus on providing mentors for people to share the journey as an overriding theme of fresh expressions of church in the diocese. Up-and-coming online resources would also be part of the diet, available to anyone involved in the work. Let's find fuel for the most important part of all, for prayer, he said, to know how and when and where he wants to let the rivers flow on Merseyside. There is a place for the church and the institution, he said. There's a place for beautiful buildings, for iconic buildings that became a focus of pride in the community. But that's not where we can confine the Spirit of God. Bishop Graham Cray, Archbishop's missioner and team leader of Fresh Expressions, gave his keynote address on planting fresh expressions, sharing in God's mission, the long-term challenge, emphasizing that his passion was for the re-evangelization, there's a big word for me so early in the morning, of the nation. He spoke about how the landscape of our culture and our society has changed rapidly over the past few decades, expanding on the imagery of lake and river to look at different forms of church and what that might mean for individuals and communities of God's people. And said, let the rivers flow, but please keep fishing in the lake. So once again, we want to thank the Diocese of Liverpool for letting us read that information. For more information, or to read the article yourself, Changing the Shape of the Church, you can go to liverpool.anglican.org. This is the English Programme. We have a blog ourselves, englishprogramme.blogspot.com.